The Cinematic Sound Radio Top 10.
From Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, you're listening to Cinematic Sound Radio, a show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. I'm Eric Woods. Welcome to our long-awaited fourth episode of the Cinematic Sound Radio Top 10. This is a bonus episode for listeners on iTunes, PodTyrant, CinematicSound.net, and other podcatchers. Today I'll be counting down my favorite superhero main themes and three honorable mentions. Main themes is the key here, skipping secondary themes, or else something like Phoenix's theme from X-Men The Last Stand would have been on this list easily. There's lots of variety on today's program, so let's get right into it. But of course, before we do, if you're listening to this program via iTunes, please take the time to rate and review the program. It really does help get the show noticed. We're still new and notable in Canada, so thanks to all my fellow Canadians for reviewing and listening to the show each week. And a big shout out to the rest of the world for submitting reviews.
Number 10.
In at number 10 is the theme to Wonder Woman. No, not that Wonder Woman. I'm talking about the 2009 animated feature film. The animated film was based on George Perez's reboot of the character, specifically the Gods and Mortals arc that started the character's second volume in 1987. This direct-to-video movie tells the origin story of the popular DC Comics superhero. The film starred the vocal talents of Kerry Russell, Nathan Fillion, Alfred Molina, and Rosario Dawson. The brilliant score was composed by Christopher Drake, who at the time was a composer we all had our sights set on, hoping that his career would take off, maybe becoming the next big superhero composer. His work on Batman Gothic Knight as well is superb. The backbone of the score, with pounding drums and complex brass writing, is of course the spirited and soaring, inspiring main theme, played by the horns, backed by wailing female vocals and a full chorus. The best version of this theme is heard during the end credit cue.
Thank you.
In at number 9 is the main theme from The Phantom by David Newman. The Phantom is still a long-running American adventure comic strip, which debuted in 1936. In 1996, the live-action film version hit the big screen, and it flopped. The film starred Billy Zane as the purple spandex-wearing ghost of the jungle. The score for the film was composed by David Newman, composer of such films as War of the Roses, Galaxy Quest, and The Brave Little Toaster. Newman's score is one of the best superhero scores of all time, highlighted by a long-line heroic theme that gets its first big workout in a rather impressive escape action sequence filled with eye-popping stunts. Here is the escape from The Phantom, featuring my 9th favorite superhero theme of all time. We'll be right back. number 8 superhero theme of all time is the main theme from X-Men: The Last Stand, composed by John Powell. This film was directed by Brett Ratner, as Bryan Singer, who directed the first two installments, left the series to direct Superman Returns. As I mentioned in the opening of the show, the best theme for this film was the secondary theme for The Dark Phoenix. It's a Middle Eastern-style theme that was John Powell's attempt at writing a love theme, but since it's a secondary theme to the film's main title, I can't include it. So let's move on to the main title, which isn't a slouch. The catchy tune is a powerhouse march, which seems to be modeled after other heroic themes of the past. In a 2006 interview with Dan Goldwasser for Soundtrack.net, Powell explained his inspiration behind the theme. He says, "I obviously wrote all these new themes, but one of them, the main X-Men theme, is a homage to the past two themes that we used in the same way. It all uses the same kind of intervals and the same musical language. It's definitely influenced in the same way that if you listen to the main theme from the second film, I always felt that that was what was happening between the first two, that John Ottman was taking on board what happened in the first one and making it his own, and that's what I should do with this one." And I hear that in the music. John Ottman's theme from X-Men 2 is a slight variation on Kamen's theme from the first film, and of course John Powell was aware of those two themes as well. With that being said, here is a presentation of the theme for X-Men The Last Stand, but we have two different versions for you. The first one we're going to play for you is the track that's on the original soundtrack recording called Bathroom Titles. And the reason why it's called Bathroom Titles is that this is the theme that Powell wanted in the film but was left on the cutting room floor. We are then going to segue from Powell's original arrangement to the actual film version of the main titles. And you can actually find this track by going to John Powell's SoundCloud page. So here now is the main theme from X-Men The Last Stand. Two different versions. First, the original version, and then the film version. My seventh favorite superhero theme of all time comes from Spider-Man, with original score composed by Danny Elfman. In the early 2000s, before all of this universe nonsense we're getting from Marvel and DC, Sam Raimi crafted two of the finest comic book films of all time, Spider-Man, and even better, Spider-Man 2. And Spider-Man 2 still ranks among one of the finest superhero films of all time. The scores for the first two pictures were composed by Danny Elfman, but we all know that Elfman and Raimi had issues on the second film, which led to Elfman quitting and handing over any rescored cues to Christopher Young, Deborah Laurie, and John Debney. However, for all three films in Raimi's trilogy of Spidey films, the third one was composed by Christopher Young, Danny Elfman's theme is preserved. It's a rousing, multi-layered main theme, which is actually two themes in one representing the web-slinger, and one representing Peter Parker. The theme is introduced in each film right off the top, during three of the greatest main title sequences in all of film.
Number 6.
Up next is our number 6 selection. It comes from Joe Johnston's Captain America, The First Avenger. Joe Johnston has worked with a who's who of film scoring royalty. James Horner, Lawrence Rosenthal, Mark Isham, Don Davis, James Newton Howard, and Danny Elfman. In 2011, he tapped Alan Silvestri to score Captain America. While the film and score were rather underwhelming, to me at least, one of the best elements to come out of the film and out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe was Alan Silvestri's rousing, patriotic, triumphant Captain America march, which for some stupid reason was not included on the CD release of the album but was made available as an iTunes exclusive download. This full-bodied, fully orchestral march is an absolute crowd pleaser. Five of my favorite superhero themes of all time is Ant-Man by Christoph Beck. Ant-Man was the 12th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The film was directed by Peyton Reed. It starred Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, and Michael Douglas. Ant-Man has set the bar, in my opinion, as being easily the best Marvel Cinematic Universe film score and one of, if not the best, Marvel film to date. Beck is one of Hollywood's busiest composers, usually writing at least two scores or more a year, and of course was responsible for writing the score to Disney's massive hit to Frozen. Beck's goal for Ant-Man was to write a traditional symphonic superhero score with a catchy main theme. Well, he did just that. The main theme is indeed catchy. It's a 7-4 march that Jerry Goldsmith would have been proud of and gets a fantastic workout during the end credits of the film.
Number 4.
Up next is our number 4 selection of the best superhero themes of all time. And what we're going to play for you now is music from what critics hailed at the time as an airborne Indiana Jones. The Rocketeer, another film directed by Joe Johnston, this time featuring the brilliant music of James Horner. The film was released in 1991 and has gone on to become a cult classic. Film starred Bill Campbell, Alan Arkin, Jennifer Connelly, and Timothy Dalton. The high-octane film was given a rather gentle main theme. James Horner first premiered it to Joe Johnston while writing the score in his home. It was only a couple of measures, but Johnston loved it. Horner called it the musical spine of the score, the theme that everything else would be built upon. This was Horner Composition 101. Get the main theme out of the way and start adding those musical colors to give it the lift the melody needs. The theme was used in 2 distinctive places. The first use was for the majesty of flight, something Horner was in love with. His home studio was surrounded by model helicopters and airplanes hanging from the ceiling. The other aspect of the theme was when Cliff strapped on the rocket pack and became the heroic rocketeer. Horner increases the tempo and lets the theme soar during these moments. However, Horner never thought of the theme as a superhero theme. He felt that the Rocketeer was more of a folk hero than a traditional superhero, which is true, so the music had to replicate that. Horner considered the theme to be more of a folk tune ballad. Even with that, it's still one of his all-time great themes and one of the all-time great superhero themes. Thank you.
Number 3.
Up next is our number 3 selection. This one comes from the failed 1984 film Supergirl, which tried its best to capture the magic of the first two Superman Christopher Reeve films. Supergirl was Superman's cousin, Kara, from Argo City. Like Superman, she had a red, yellow, and blue uniform, a secret earthly identity, and the same Kryptonian powers. As some of you might know, Jerry Goldsmith was originally tapped to score the original Superman film after his successful collaboration on The Omen with director Richard Donner. However, the production schedule went over and Goldsmith dropped out, and Donner asked John Williams, who enthusiastically said yes. Jumping ahead to 1984, and Goldsmith is now scoring a film in the Superman universe. His Supergirl theme is full of adventure, promise, heroism, and innocence. It's a bold theme with electronic whooshes. I love it, and I feel it captures the character so perfectly. Would this have been the way that Goldsmith had scored Superman? I doubt it. Here now, Supergirl by Jerry Goldsmith. In our second spot is Danny Elfman's main theme from Tim Burton's 1989 film, Batman. The film, of course, starred Michael Keaton as the Caped Crusader, along with Jack Nicholson as the Joker. The film was revolutionary, visually and stylistically. Burton's vision of Gotham and superheroes as a whole was copied for many years after this film's release, and Burton's influence, among others, can still be felt in comic book films these days. The Bernard Herrmann-inspired Batman theme is relatively simple melodically, but packs an emotional wallop once it picks up speed and turns into a ferocious march. The theme has stood the test of time and is arguably the theme that you most associate with the cinematic version of Batman. Here's an interesting bit of trivia about the creation of the Batman theme before we play the piece for you. Elfman was on a plane traveling from London to the United States when inspiration finally hit him. Unfortunately, Danny Elfman was unable to write the theme down because he didn't know how to. So in order for him to capture the inspiration before losing it, he would sing into a tape recorder. But he couldn't sing in the seat and disturb the other customers, so he made multiple trips to the washroom to sing the theme, rhythms, counterpoint, various other ideas that eventually formed the theme into his recorder. Here now, Batman. In our honorable mentions section, I'm going to play three cues for you. Let's start with Joker's theme from The Dark Knight. But wait a minute, Eric, isn't Joker's theme a secondary character theme? Well, I'd argue that the Joker is actually the main character of this movie. The Joker, of course, was played brilliantly by Heath Ledger, who won an Oscar for his performance. Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard provided the music for the film, but it was Zimmer who came up with the genius character theme or motif for the Joker. Some will say that it's neither a theme or motif, since it really is only one long sustained screeching note. But I'd say that this one long note reaches deeper into the character more so than any other villain theme or motif that has been written before or since in comic book movie history. So we're going to play a snippet from a track called Why So Serious from The Dark Knight, featuring that screeching theme. Secondly, we'll play Hans Zimmer and Tom Hulkenberg's theme to Wonder Woman from Batman v Superman. This is probably the most controversial choice out of the bunch, but it's the one theme that basically cut through hours of dread, dullness, and droning in this awful movie. Zimmer actually wrote the theme for electric cellist Tina Guo. Zimmer considers her to be a Wonder Woman herself while playing the instrument. And when the theme is put up to picture, it fit like a glove. It works wonderfully in the movie, and it works great in the new Wonder Woman feature as well. And the great thing about it is it's memorable. It made people notice the music in a good way. The audience was able to easily connect the music to the character, so when it was played during the end of the Wonder Woman trailer, people went absolutely crazy. And you know what? My 7-year-old daughter also loves it. When the Wonder Woman theme played in full for the very first time in the new Wonder Woman movie, my little girl shouted out, "Yes!" And for that reason, and maybe for that reason only, is why Zimmer and Hulkenberg's Wonder Woman theme is in our honorable mentions. And thirdly, and this was a hard one to leave out of the main list, it's a ridiculously catchy theme written by Brian Tyler for Iron Man from the underrated third installment of the Iron Man films called Iron Man 3. The melody for me is classic Tyler. It's a big brass theme with underlining drums, anvil hits, guitars, chorus, and cymbal crashes. To me, this is the perfect Iron Man theme. It satisfies those who want a classic, old-school, heroic theme, as well as those who want something more modern. Tyler, I think, is one of the few composers working today that is successfully bridging the gap between classic old school scoring and modern film scoring. So in our honorable mentions, we have Joker's theme from The Dark Knight, the Wonder Woman theme from Batman v Superman, and the theme for Iron Man from Iron Man 3. we've sadly come to the end of yet another edition of Cinematic Sound Radio. I'd like to thank you all for joining me today. Just a reminder, we are part of the W Rock Radio Network at wrockradio.com. We're also part of the Pod Tyrant Network of Podcasts, and thanks to everyone at Pod Tyrant for all of their support. Feel free to reach out to Cinematic Sound Radio by emailing me at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. Don't forget to visit cinematicsound.net to hear an archived version of this show and years of previous programming as well. Of course, we're on iTunes, and if you are on iTunes right now listening to this show, please rate and review the program. It really helps get the show noticed. Even if it's just a small review and you hit enter, I don't care whether it's a positive review or a negative review, just please, if you can, just take the time to quickly review the show. Also want to thank Tim Burton for lending us his voice for all the bumpers and stingers you hear throughout the program. And of course, composer David Cusina for writing Cinematic Sound Radio's intro music. The number one theme, superhero theme of all time, is a no-brainer. Of course, it's the theme from Superman the movie by John Williams. Not only is the theme the best of the bunch, but the score is the best superhero score of all time. Full stop, right there. Williams' score for Superman added so much to the emotion of the film, whether it be the romantic love theme between Lois and Superman, or the brilliant Copeland-esque Americana music that plays as Clark and Martha look out over the wheat fields of Kansas. What really separates this score from the rebooted Superman film is that it didn't take itself too seriously. It had a great sense of adventure and fun, which is all in John Williams' opening main title music. The main theme opens up the film and plays for 5 minutes straight over top of one of the most jaw-dropping main title sequences of all time. Put that sequence up with 100 members of the London Symphony Orchestra all passionately playing one of the greatest themes of all time, it's magical. It brings everything to life and makes you believe that a man can fly.
Thank you.
for listening to Cinematic Sound Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the program, please email us at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. Don't forget to check us out at Cinematic Sound at cinematicsound.net on the web, Sin Sound Radio on Twitter, and Cinematic Sound on Facebook. And if you listen to us on iTunes, why don't you take a moment right now to rate the show and write a brief review. All ratings and reviews help us get noticed on iTunes. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program as well. Share this show on your favorite social media network. We really appreciate all the support. And don't forget to check out our affiliates at WRock Radio at WRockRadio.com and PodTyrant at PodTyrant.com.